Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we have got an incredibly jam-packed transmission lined up for you again today. Presidential candidate on the Republican ticket, a far second from Ron Paul, but still a good guy, Gary Johnson, getting almost no attention, will be joining us. He's been part of some of these debates, and we'll get his inside view on where all of this is going. He's going to be joining us in an hour and a half from now. We are going to also have open phones later in this hour and in the third hour today. Yesterday on the radio, I corrected it by the evening, I saw a bunch of mainstream news articles saying that the indefinite detention of American citizens had passed. Well, it had passed out of committee and looked like it was getting through without cloture, meaning that they couldn't allow debates or filibusters on it. And it did move forward without amendments, stripping out the bad stuff. But it did not pass. Now, they're trying to pass it today. But I saw a whole bunch of articles yesterday saying it passed. And generally, you don't think the mainstream media is that bold to lie like that. First, they said it didn't affect citizens to stall people. Then they tried that trick of, oh, okay, it already passed, go to sleep. So they really, 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 really want this. I hear some of the other incredible news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Chinese government official, U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China, and they basically threaten nuclear war, dealing with the whole situation. Just incredible information there. The Fed's European Rescue Plan, another backdoor U.S. bank Goldman bailout. Yeah, in fact, we ought to get Nomi Prinz on about that. She's got an article and video out breaking it down. Of course, she worked for Goldman Sachs as a managing director. That's exactly what this is. It's the same shareholders of the ECB are the same shareholders of the Federal Reserve. And I told you that back in 2008, and it came out. Oh, most of the money went to private individuals in Europe and private banks. Well, of course it did. Again, when I got arrested for asking Governor George W. Bush a question in 1998, I said, what about the CFR governor? What about the New World Order? What about the European banks taking over America through the Federal Reserve? Boom! Police almost twisted my arm off of my shoulder. Still injured today. I don't like surgery, so I just deal with the pain, roll over every night on it, woken up with electrifying pain. Their little gift to me at the end of his speech, they said, now we're not going to have questions. They told the press to be there. We got there, and they announced before his speech, when he finishes the speech, he'll not be taking questions. It's the same speech he was given constantly. So I knew when the speech was over and he was getting ready to walk away. And I said, I got a question, very politely asked. In America, you don't do that. They came on over, assaulted me. But that's okay, cops, because the bankers are going to assault your bank account. They're going to assault your mortgage. They're going to assault your kids with fluoride and deadly shots. You think you can just abuse people because it's cute and funny? You've only been given your wicked power, your power of tyranny, your fire-breathing evil, to help bring America down. We had a piece last night on the Nightly News showing all the different movies and TV shows now glamorizing torture. And then we showed clips from movies and films, mainly just stills, from older films and comic books where the bad guys torture. Then we showed historical examples of torture. I mean, that's how warped America's gotten, that on every major news channel, torture is cool, torture is sexy, it's what good guys do. No, it's what criminals do that want false confessions. It's what a criminal government does that staged Oklahoma City in 9/11. I mean, you can't deny it anymore. The government got the underwear bomber on the plane. They were caught red-handed. They were caught in the devilish cookie jar. All right, we've got incredible news. I haven't even scratched the surface. Coming up after this break, and Ron Paul's got a new devastating ad going after Newtie, Mr. New World Order, Ringer Gingrich.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here we are, my friends. It is already December 1st, 2011, on this live Thursday edition. And we're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Then I'll be back this evening, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, InfoWars Nightly News, with some very important interviews and amazing analysis and reports and man on the street that we are compiling right now concerning the police state takeover of this country. Okay, on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, I saw a bunch of articles, mainstream alternatives, saying that in the Senate, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, had passed and was going to go to the president and he was going to veto it. But then I noticed by yesterday afternoon, I actually read deeper and it said the bill had passed without amendments through the amendment process, but was now waiting for a vote, and they have the votes to pass it. They say they're going to try to pass it today. You can call the traitors in the Senate, but they're so criminal that they publicly say, we're allowed to insider trade. We're allowed to give government legislative money to companies our husbands and wives own. We're allowed to have some of us double our wealth in 1 year. Many of us come here worth a few hundred thousand dollars and are worth tens of millions within 2 years. That's completely normal. It's illegal if you do it, or if Martha Stewart does one billionth of what we do, she goes to prison, but we don't, because we are the national security criminals. And they're just mid-level errand boys who basically just take orders from the lobbyists and special interests. But it's a new level of criminal activity going on. And I've always told you, tyranny, people always think, is about folks that are sticking their heads up. People are like, well, the government's corrupt. You better shut up and go along with it. No, 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 no. Idiots in history, those that don't know history, always think that if you lick boots, that you're protected. Generally, that's the most dangerous position to be in, because there's always a lot of people that like to lick and suck people's boots. And there's always people in black uniforms with black boots who like to kick your teeth in. They're like, go ahead and get down there. Okay, now I'm going to tee off on your mouth. And you're like, yes, I'm your slave. Please. And they have their way with you. And I understand a lot of new listeners aren't going to believe me. You've got to experience true tyranny for yourself first. We're hoping to avert it before it gets to that point. But I know you won't believe me now, so make a little note while you giggle, feeling self-assured, driving along right now, or whatever you're doing, and then down the road, remember the giggling. It's like telling somebody, hey, if you drink a bottle of vodka every day, you're going to get liver failure. And you're like, oh, no, I'm not. And 10 years later, you get real sick and go in and find out your liver's dead, and you're on a liver transplant waiting list. It's kind of like that. Kind of like that. Or, hey, you better not smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. You're going to get lung cancer. Sure enough, you get 55, 60 years old. Guess what? You got big old lung cancer tumors. Okay? So I'm here saying, boy, they're trying to get rid of posse comitatus. They're trying to openly allow troops all over the streets. And now they're openly trying to get rid of it and saying, by the way, we'll arrest you, torture you, kill you. Now, if you don't know why that's super creepy and dangerous, well, I don't know how to explain it to you. And I'm not talking to our mainline longtime listeners. I'm talking to new listeners, because we're on a lot of new AM and FM stations out there. And I'm not here to butter you up. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here to stop this generation's tyranny. Every generation gets it in different variants, different levels. We've got a real nasty case, the nastiest case this world has ever seen, because the globalists call it a scientific tyranny, a scientific dictatorship, a final revolution against humanity itself to fully break the family, break the farmer, break self-sufficiency, and bring in total domination and abject control. And we've republished their public papers. We've gone to libraries and shown you Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission, and everything that was in their documents they're now implementing. We're deep into the plan. Let's say there's 10 chapters in this book. We're about 6.5 chapters in. And the last three chapters are really, really bad. I mean, this is the finale. You think stuff's bad now. The last three chapters, if they carry them out, are not pretty. And I'm like, gee, I told you we have their playbook, and we're up to this point now. This is going to happen next. Just wait a minute. Okay, see now? That happened next. Secret arrest, torture, lamppost with microphones in them, children being trained to tattle on their parents, highway checkpoints, federal police. Okay, now let me tell you what comes next. Big terror attacks blamed on talk radio and conservatives and libertarians. And they're going to kill kids because that pulls on heartstrings. They're also going to massacre police and military to get them all hyped up to go out and wage war against the American people. And then once they start trying to round up conservatives and libertarians will fight back, and that will become self-fulfilling that, oh, they are terrorists, and a whole bunch of military and cops are going to get killed, and then they're going to close ranks and march in against the people, and it's going to be absolute, total civil war bedlam, and dead people stacked 10 high. There are so many veterans who do not even like life and who want to start killing people. And it's my job to try to stop them from doing it. But let me tell you, the minute these steroid head SWAT team people try something, they'll win the first few times with the old codgers they corner, and then the old vets and even the younger ones are going to go completely ape. Complete. And that's exactly what the New World Order wants sitting offshore. And they've got the I-4 UN plans for civil unrest to bring in the UN troops. It's all official. It's all in the newspapers now. Before we'd get a colonel on like Colonel Roberts, who had, you know, his nephew in the West Point graduating class, and in comes the top general saying, we're going to use foreign troops. We're going to take over. It's a New World Order. I'd been to the urban drill, seen it myself. It's not intelligence anymore. It's not, hey, Colonel Craig Roberts, you know, learned this, or Alex went to this event and shot some video. It's now getting close to deployment time. And it does nothing to kill moron police and moron military that's not awake. By the way, a lot of them are awake. Okay? That does not hurt the New World Order. That helps them. We do not want that. A lot of people are locking and loading over the news going, yes, we'll arrest citizens and secretly throw you in a pit and torture you and kill you if we want. Yes, most of our training is for the American people. I'm going to get more into this coming up, but I want to play this clip and then go to Paul Watson just for the next segment. He's joining us via video Skype from England. Newt Gingrich's serial hypocrisy. This is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but it scrolled off last night. I'm going to get it reposted as one of the top stories. We have so much news coming through there. You've got to click on the featured news archive at the bottom of the featured news column because so many investigative reports, bombshell. I think we're going to start a new app or something that's just an RSS feed of our articles because in areas where they're easier to find because it's such incredible stuff comes on and leaves the site because there's so much coming in. I'm going to play this clip, and if you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's much more powerful on video. So go to Infowars.com. The Drudge Report had it linked yesterday as well in red. But watching Gingrich is even more powerful. But notice everything Gingrich says, then they show the flip-flop of him. This is a guy who said he wants to end the family and have a world socialist government. He's a member of an actual futurist Illuminati group. I've read his quotes here. I mean, he was picked out of obscurity for a reason. He is actually a made initiate. Okay, Gingrich was meant to take over the Republican Revolution of 1994. He's meant to be a ringer for Obama now. Well, let's go ahead and play this Ron Paul video. Let's get this out to everybody. Here it is.
I think this is the core challenge of America, is that beyond the words is a real question of policy and a real question of values and a real question of seriousness. The real question of policy.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No, but we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
Newt Gingrich has been on both sides of a long list of issues, sometimes in the same week.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering.
With allies like that, who needs the left?
It cuts Paul Ryan off at the knees. It supports the Obama administration. There is no explanation for it.
And a real question of value. Value.
Question of value.
If you want to put people in jail, let's look at the politicians who created the environment, the politicians who profited from the environment, politicians who profited from the environment.
Newt Gingrich on the defense for taking $1.5 million.
After he left Congress, Freddie Mac paid Gingrich at least $1.6
million. $1.6 million, some of it just before the housing market collapsed.
Newt Gingrich can ridicule Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac publicly while privately pocketing millions.
That's hardcore lobbying, and that's what Newt Gingrich was doing.
Politicians who profited from the environment.
There are now reports about controversial ties to the healthcare industry.
A think tank founded by Newt Gingrich collected at least $37 million from major healthcare companies. The group supports individual mandates.
Newt Gingrich renewed his support for an individual mandate, a key tenet of President Obama's healthcare law.
Support for an individual mandate? Folks, don't ask me to explain this.
And a real question of seriousness, serious question of seriousness.
Everything that Gingrich railed against when he was in the House, he went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
You're an embarrassment to our party.
He's flipped and flopped based on who's paying him.
He's demonstrating himself to be the very essence of the Washington insiders.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
It's wrong to go around and adopt radically different positions, because then people have to ask themselves, what will you tell me next time?
Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a sellout like Ginn.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah. Ooh. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown
coming to shoot me down. So I shot him. And that's what Stuart Rhodes talked about last night with us. We're going to play 10 minutes from InfoWars Nightly News coming up later in the hour, where Stuart Rhodes has never talked like this. He said, we're basically 2 minutes to midnight, 1774, 1775. And this is what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about when the NKVD, the domestic KGB, in this case it was Leningrad, had arrested about half the city in a year, raping women, killing children, and people would just wait in their houses shivering to be picked up next by a few thousand secret police. And Solzhenitsyn got picked up by him and lived decades in a slave camp near the Arctic Circle, and he talked later how they burned with anger that they hadn't waited with hatchets and pokers and knives down in the basement, you know, down in the entryway when the secret police came, because the whole organ of the state would have ground to a halt in minutes if they would have taken action. I'm not saying that's the case, but the system is planning to basically come after people, just like in the Bob Marley song where Sheriff John Brown comes down the road to shoot him, and he's Sheriff John Brown's pulling his gun. What are you going to do? And the globalists know what they're doing. They've got actuary psychological profiles. They've trained the military and police, prepare for war with libertarians and conservatives, and they're going to even provoke a turret if they have to, stage events, and then send the military and police in against people who are going to then fight back, and it's going to be horrible. And it's not good for the domestic security forces that have been maneuvered into this position, and it's not good for the American people. We need to bring the banksters to justice. There's only a couple hundred of them. They've all committed crimes publicly. They run the New World Order. All right, I'm going to go to Watson for this segment and part of the next, and he'll be gone soon because he's working on a big report. He joins us from England. We do have Max Keiser on the latest on the economy in the last 30 minutes. Presidential candidate Gary Johnson, Republican, is going to be joining us as well. But right now, let's go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson has the headline, Chinese General Threatens Third World War to protect Iran. That was an earlier variant of the report. There's also professors and other officials saying it. Here's another one. Chinese government official. U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. We've seen Russian saber rattling, moving ships into the Mediterranean up against Syria, blocking routes for NATO in Afghanistan. Pakistan doing the same thing. I mean, this, it's like General Hamid Ghul said yesterday, former head of Pakistani intelligence. It's as if the people running America want to destroy us. And that is the plan. They let's go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, break down. Your wife is lives in England, lived there many years, but she is from China, speaks fluent Chinese, and she helped you go through the Chinese national news with what they're saying right now. And this is not getting any attention in the U.S. This is breaking news. Tell us about these key reports by Paul Joseph Watson and Ehan.
Well, Alex, the first report was Chinese general threatens third world war to protect Iran, and that's a quote, third world war. And it turns out that this guy is not only a professor, he's also a highly decorated general. He's won prestigious awards. He's been an advisor on top Chinese military panels. He's also a key military expert for Chinese state media. And he basically came out and said that, quote, China will not hesitate to protect Iran even with a third world war. And that was discussed by other people in the Chinese media. And then we had a separate report, which we found in the Chinese media, which was not in the English language media. So it's an English language media exclusive, which is out of China's central television. And it's actually the website Zhongxijia, which reports that, and that's a military news website, which is well respected in China for talking about military developments. And this is a separate unnamed government official who said, quote, any threat to Pakistan is a threat to China. And it turns out that in response to US troops massing on the border of Pakistan, of course, on Sunday we had the NATO bombing on Pakistan troops. In response to those US troops massing, China, in a massive war game that only just finished a few days ago, sent their second artillery PLA troops armed with these sophisticated tactical defense missiles to northwestern China just outside the border with Pakistan and had this massive joint war game with the Pakistani military. So we'll get further into it after the break.
Yeah, stay there. So you got national Chinese television, the top military advisor, former general. And see how PrisonPlanet.com takes a headline. The mainstream media would have top Chinese general threatens nuclear war. But we always hold back. By the time we're done with it, it's Chinese government official. U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. We'll be right back. What if I say I'm not like the others?
What if I say I'm not just another one in your place?
You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Max Keiser is coming up, one of our frequent financial analyst guests, the last 30 minutes. Republican presidential candidate Gary Johnson to give us his view on a lot of things. You'll notice we're not talking about Herman Cain. You know, a few weeks ago I said I believe a lot of this is political, but where there's smoke, there's fire. I can take one look at the way Herman Cain behaves, how he acts, where he works, and the fact that he's lied about Ron Paul and been caught lying. And he lies very well. How dare you say I call people dumb that want to audit the Fed? I have never said any such thing. This is ridiculous. You shouldn't believe what you see on the internet. And Ron Paul goes, really? And of course, it's in Cain's book, and he said it over and over again when he's guest hosting for Neil Wartz. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. And you notice most of these neocon talk show hosts will not criticize people like Newt Gingrich, who you might as well have Al Gore. In fact, Al Gore would be better because he's basically the same type person, complete with, you know, the same personal activities, but you know it's Al Gore. With Newt Gingrich, he's got all these Sean Hannity lapdogs in people. In fact, I was visiting my parents last night, and I was it's like an hour-long interview with Newt Gingrich, with Sean Hannity with those painted-on eyebrows, sitting there, you know, playing the part of Leave It to Beaver, going, gee, Dad, how are you going to save us? And Gingrich sitting there just lying at people and acting like the smart grandfather when he is a larcenist, anti-American, sworn to destroy this country, globalist, who just supports everything. And of course he supported single payer. You heard those clips we played earlier. That's because the insurance lobby gave him $37 million just to go around and promote it on TV and call it conservative. The guy has press conferences with Hillary Clinton. $37 million. $37 million to Gingrich, the warthog, alone. Because the insurance companies on record wrote the healthcare bill out of the Mitt Romney style scam. He wrote the original model, which they wrote. He's the one he brought forward. Because it makes 35 million people buy insurance from them and allows insurance companies to tell doctors what type of treatment they can give. That's the death panel. And it's on. You're going to buy it, and we're going to set the healthcare. Got it? And here's Newt Gingrich. And you know what? You don't like him, you got Mitt Romney. The New World Order took over because they're deceptive. The New World Order took over because they know how to control both parties. And whoever they're promoting is going to sell you out. So we've got China talking about nuclear war with the U.S. We've got Russia threatening to attack Eastern Europe if missiles are moved in there. We've got aircraft carriers with nukes showing up. We've got Europe imploding into a bank of the world. And they're saying, oh, the IMF and World Bank will now take over the planet. This contagion will spread to America. I saw that in the news this morning. Here's the Statesman. Fed brokers deal to aid Europe. It should read, North American arm of private banking cartel aids its European subsidiary, which is the main head subsidiary. But you've got people that just have no idea that the Federal Reserve's private. They have no idea which end is up, and they're just wrong. Oh, look, thank goodness the Fed is saving Europe, which is tax money we're going to have to pay. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. Aren't we just in a wonderful position? Aren't I'm going back to Watson here. So, no, I'm not going to talk about Herman Cain and this woman who looks very credible compared to the others and his thousands of phone calls to her now, including just a few weeks ago and 4:15 in the morning. And by the way, the media found out about her. The media went to her. That's now been confirmed. People blew the whistle. Herman Cain, for almost 14 years, has been snuggling up to her. And you know what? If he went public and admitted he'd done it, it would not, I mean, I'm not in condoning or saying it's a great thing, but it's human. You know, King David had his buddy, best friend, sent off on a death mission because he lusted after his wife. But his heart was right. He repented, and God said, you're a man after my own heart. I'm not judging Herman Cain for that. The fact that he is the best liar I've probably ever seen. I mean, when he told Ron Paul was a liar, I thought, man, I've heard him say that. Doesn't his book say that? But I had to go check. I'm like, man, that was convincing. Sure enough, he's a liar. So when he said, I have not been with any women and done nothing inappropriate, it is all a lie, he was committed. And you better believe there's going to be more and more women that come out. More and more women from all those little special, you know, corporate events at hotels. And that's what Fortune 500 is like. They're constantly in hotels, and it's just a place for the different branches of the companies to all have sex with each other. That's what goes on in America. And, you know, maybe Herman Cain's in trouble because it wasn't little kids or something. If it had been little kids, the media probably would have covered it up like ESPN. But he's bad because he's a Federal Reserve former head of probably the second or third most powerful. It goes New York, Kansas City, or Dallas. You can argue which one's most powerful after the New York Fed. He's a globalist. He doesn't tell you it's 9999 with the payroll tax and that they can jack up all those nines, or that it's always been the bankster plan that I've been telling you about for 16 years to push a fair tax and at the end of the day still keep the income tax at 9%. And have the federal government involved in sales taxes and excise? Can you imagine a VAT? All right, I'm going to shut up and go back to Paul Watson. Again, start from the beginning, recap this. Paul, you're going to have the floor here, and then our part of our interview with an amazing 45, almost 50-minute interview with the head of Oath Keepers last night, Stuart Rhodes, where he started talking about Ron Paul when he first met him in 98, came in for the interview. He's at top of his class at Yale, wrote an award-winning document on military internment, and Stuart Rhodes started, you know, got a little teary-eyed, so did I, when he was talking about Ron Paul behind the scenes. You know, basically being ground down and, you know, we've got to save the Republic and being the same guy behind the scenes he is in public. But just an amazing interview. The whole thing's at PrisonPlanet.tv. But going back, there's two articles to be clear. Chinese government official, U.S. threat to Pakistan is threat to China. And the other one, Chinese government official, got that double printed. And the second article, Chinese general threatens world war to protect Iran. Or Pakistan. They're also saying that. So that those articles are linked in red at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is exclusive. This article is the first one translated into English. We have links to it. It's by Paul Joseph Watson and Ehan. Now, Paul Watson, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Well, the first article was a Chinese general, and he's called Zhang Zhaozhong. And he's a well-respected, well-known naval general. He's in the military, and he's also an analyst for TV. He's received numerous awards, and you can go and watch the video. There's a subtitles on it in English, and he says, quote, China will not hesitate to protect Iran even with a third world war. So that came out this morning, and as I noted in that article, China's talking about Iran. We've just had the latest naval update map, which shows you where the aircraft carriers are going. And the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier, which is the same one that Bin Laden's body was supposedly aboard, has just deployed from the United States, and it's going to join the US 5th Fleet. It's going to join the Stennis immediately outside the territorial waters of Iran. So two massive warships, not just two, actually, NBC reports that it's going to be accompanied by a guided missile cruiser, the USS Bunker Hill, and a guided missile destroyer, the USS Halsey. So you've got three US warships heading for Iranian territorial waters. So that was the first report about Iran. And the second report was from a Chinese news website called Zhong Shijia, and that cited a report by China's Central Television where this unnamed government official said, quote, any threat to Pakistan is a threat to China. And he said that in response to the fact that US troops, of course, already in Afghanistan, are massing on the border of Pakistan. China sees that as an act of aggression because it's obviously got a very close alliance with Pakistan. In fact, in China, they describe it as a, quote, brotherhood. And in a quote from this article is, quote, China will never be in peace if Pakistan is lost. So they obviously think that the United States is about to attack Pakistan. They've got troops massing on the border. They've just had a massive joint military exercise with Pakistan, which included the latest, most sophisticated Chinese tactical missiles. That took place on the border of Pakistan. And now they're saying, of course, in the aftermath of the NATO bombing, which killed the Pakistan soldiers, if America attacks Pakistan, then they're going to be ready because they're already having war games based around that premise. So we've got a major escalation in hostilities. Obviously, we've got the Syria situation ongoing, which, of course, China and Russia have said they're not going to support a UN mandate for a humanitarian intervention. You've got Russian warships now in Syrian territorial waters. You've got the Russians giving Syria anti-aircraft missile technology. So I've never seen the rhetoric so heated as it has been for the past few weeks, Syria, Iran, Pakistan, it's all coming to a head.
And notice now, Paul, all of this is happening just as we said it would. And Salente and countless others, Paul Craig Roberts, get standard during a big globalist move to go ahead and implode the economy and then launch a war on top of that. And they've already launched proxy al-Qaeda forces all over the world. They're running their proxy armies right up to the borders of China, right up to the borders of Russia. They know they're already getting ready to have proxy groups in those breakaway republics and other demilitarized zones like South Ossetia and Abkhazia. I mean, this is really the banksters going for the world while they suck America dry and destroy our name in the process of having us do their dirty work. I mean, it's really happening. And what's scary is the globalists are insane. I mean, they're masterminds. They've carried this out. They've had the will to do it. They've had the foresight. But at the same time, you catch them making 20-1, 40-1, 100-1 bets at MF Global and at other big firms like Goldman Sachs. I mean, these really are people who think they're invincible, or in their own words, even if they aren't invincible, they're still going to try it. And they've got our military under their control, and they're so brazen. Same thing in England. They're coming out saying there as well, we'll arrest citizens and disappear you whenever we want. We'll do the same thing here. We'll torture. I mean, it's all the same propaganda. They are just putting forward a face of pure authoritarianism worldwide. I'm not saying China or Russia are good either. The point is they're not the ones just totally taking over. And then you find out the very same elite that are doing this are heavily invested in China and are playing some weird double game. And maybe they do want to destroy the U.S. Maybe we're not meant to come out of this, you see. This is very sophisticated, Paul. What do you think's going on here?
Well, there's in China, there's this worship of anyone in a position of authority. And if you think it's bad in America, then it's even worse in China. So a lot of the Chinese elite think they're in bed with the Anglo-American elite. So they think they're all on the same team. But obviously, people in certain positions of power have got different ideas. And I presume that a lot of those people are in the Chinese military. But there's also an addendum, which is the fight we were talking about, Iran. China's ambassador actually went to the UN, and not to the UN, to the IAEA. This is China's ambassador to the UN, who is a Japanese fellow called Yukio Amano. He's at the IAEA. And the Chinese ambassador basically said, look, don't produce any fake evidence to justify an attack on Iran, because we're going to out it. He said, don't produce any unfounded evidence on Iran, because we're going to oppose it. So they're even aware of the fact that they could be waiting to stage some fake evidence to go in there regarding their nuclear
program. Let's not forget that almost 5 years ago, Ray McGovern said that he thought they'd probably stage a new Gulf of Tonkin in the Persian Gulf to attack Iran. And then we learned that a few months later, that very thing happened, and we didn't learn for over a year and a half that it had in New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, that they were already painting up patrol boats to have Navy SEALs drive up and stage an attack on one of our ships. And then we learned they even tried it with a radio and some blue boats, probably actually implemented it, but the blue boats turned away. I mean, we're dealing with very dangerous people, very, very dangerous people who could do anything. And the very same people that ran Bush and Cheney are running Obama right now.
Well, Obama just reads the teleprompter. If you read the background into Obama, you know that he's just an empty vassal. He didn't even write his own book. But, I mean, yeah, the level of evil makes China and Russia look like the good guys. I mean, that's how bad it's got. And we have to go to Russian and Chinese state media at least to get, you know, half the story, because the U.S. corporate media barely gives you 1%. So that's the level that it's got to. And now, I mean, the Federal Reserve comes in and comes to the rescue and saves Europe. What did they do? The CNBC admits they just went in. They didn't print the money. They typed it into a screen using a keyboard and gave dollars to Europe. They bled the dollar to keep the euro on life support for another 10 days. And it's just, yeah, Ben Bernanke to the rescue once again. So it's just the level of evil and the level of denial of it is what's going to sink America. And, I mean, it's already turning into a post-Soviet Union-style collapse with a record number of people on food stamps, the employment and everything. So when people say that this is the era of China and the East and the BRIC developing economies like Brazil and China and others, then we can see it unfolding right in front of us with the very actions of the Federal Reserve yesterday.
That's right. The globalists have used America, bankrupted America, never upgraded into the infrastructure, stole everything, and now we're just this husk of military power that's winding down and rotting, and the power is now transferring, and I guess in the final move, America takes over some more real estate for the globalists who have all moved to China. I mean, all of them. Maurice Strong, Ted Turner, the Rockefellers have all got houses over there. All of them. They're all over there. It's all real funny. And they've just totally destroyed our country. And the average good old boy is just beating his chest saying, murder, murder, murder brown people. Take all my rights, just murder some brown people. Parking lot, parking lot. Unbelievable escalation towards thermonuclear war. We hope it's averted. Thank you so much, Paul Watson. We'll be right back. Okay, my friends, I'm going to continue with the news. In the second segment, I will air the 10-minute excerpt of the incredible interview I did with Stuart Rhodes last night. And he stated it correctly. He basically said that the National Defense Authorization Act is a declaration of war against the American people. By NORTHCOM, by the captured U.S. military forces, by the mega banks that control them, the military-industrial complex has slowly been investing in the prisons and the surveillance and the militarization of police and the training and the RAND Corporation and the drones and the checkpoints and military checkpoints and just getting everybody ready. And now it's, we're going to be all over the streets. The TSA is going to run checkpoints and we're going to search your vehicle. We're going to grab your family and we're going to run you through a database. And if you're not who we... you'll think it's a good little minion, you're going to go in the back of the army truck. I mean, it is what the Pentagon calls an internal defense. An internal defense. And that's when they go in and occupy a country and then try to resist the people trying to throw them out. And then this is a occupation. This is a banker occupation. Look at Europe. They don't debate it. They come out and they say Goldman Sachs has conquered Europe. I've probably seen that headline 30 times in major publications, Financial Times, BBC, Time Magazine, Forbes. Just, oh, Goldman Sachs took over. The Economist is like, wow, well, they are experts. It's all right to have it ruled by experts. It's the new system. Yeah, European countries will have no sovereignty. And there'll be a new IMF, World Bank, OECD. Takeover, but they know best. Oh, yeah, they're the very people that engineered the fraud, got their people in place everywhere, and have now done it. Taking over, consolidating power the whole time, and now they want it all. And their goal is the end of the real free market, the end of your private property, the end of your family, and the end of you, finally. Look at Henry Paulson. That guy gave tens of millions of dollars to big known environmental and eugenics groups. And they all do. It's all they talk about because it's their religion that we're trash and need to be killed. You ask how they commit all these crimes. They hate us. They sit around reveling about what trash we are. All of them. Ted Turner, George Soros, all of them. Maurice Strong, UN, Jacques Cousteau before he died. It is terrible to say that we must kill 359,000 people a day. But it is more terrible not to say it. You go first and your whole family. It's just an excuse to steal whatever they want. The British royalty loved Malthus 200 and something years ago. It's the same deal today. All right. If you want to help fight these people, if you want their blueprint for takeover, get my film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. By the way, you can get all 18 of my films that are on DVD for $99.95. That's a $260 discount, normally $360. We make a small profit, and that profit goes towards funding this operation in the middle of this depression, and the reporters, the crew, the webmasters, the writers, everything we do here, the accountant folks, the customer service, the shipping people. We got a lot of new films we're carrying as well right now at InfoWars.com. If you order by the 19th, we can get it to you before Christmas here in the U.S. So, 888-253-3139. If you'd like to call and order by phone or ask any questions or ask about any other specials or combo deals. We also have T-shirts, bumper stickers. When you get the 18 films, a Citizen Rulebook, and some bumper stickers comes with it. And a music CD of the music of Endgame and, of course, Terrorstorm. So, a lot of stuff. $99.95. We just want to get the information out. We have bumper stickers at cost right now, too. And we've got a deal where you can get 5.3 months free on a yearly membership. It's 44% off. We run it every December. It's available right now at prisonplanet.tv. Get the nightly news, all my films, ebooks, and more. And support True Independent Media, prisonplanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're into hour number two. We do have Gary Johnson joining us, Republican presidential candidate. You know, I want to get his view on some of the other candidates as well, how the media is ignoring Ron Paul and, of course, Gary Johnson as well, who's certainly better than many of the other candidates. You know, after Ron Paul, Gary Johnson's a pretty good guy. I'm sorry to say I don't agree with some of his open border issues, because you can't have a libertarian open border when they're being put on welfare. And I know he's against that welfare, but point is, it is what it is. I mean, 6+ billion people want to come here, and then they become anti-gun voters because they see the Democratic Party giving them all these free goodies as their buddy boy. And then they're taught liberation theology, all CIA, Ford Foundation run, divide and conquer, British model, great game, balkanization, divide and rule, playing us off against each other. Atomization strategies. Now, also coming up in the news, he worked on this for like 3 days, and we need to shoot a video about it because it's so important. Secret U.S.-Canada border deal. It's bad enough it basically merges the three countries in the Security and Prosperity Partnership, Continental Security Perimeter, but it also hides a GMO takeover. Now, the U.S. is already a biological weapons waste dump of dying bees and other species, and highest cancer rates worldwide, fertility plunging, all under the genetic warfare operation. But now, under this deal, Canada and Mexico have to let the goody goods in. U.S.-Canada agreement beyond just borders streamlines and harmonizes food and auto regulations under North American Union corporate agenda. We got the SPP documents, and what a Rosetta Stone of how they operate from 4 years ago. We cover it in Endgame. Just every decision's made at these corporate roundtables where the heads of the bureaucracy, the heads of the federal departments of all three countries are there. Same thing in Europe, and they are told what to do by the corporate bosses. They all have votes, they gavel, and then they turn to them and they say, implement. And a report is issued, and this is on record, and they literally, and at the top of the report, it's keep this secret. I mean, that incredible Banff Canada meeting is number one. This must be kept secret. The North American Union integration program to succeed must stay secret. Number two, crises are key. Flu crises for merger of nations. Crime crises for merger of nations. Terror crises for merger of nations. And, of course, financial crises. Was it financial, crime, terror? And they had one more, financial crime, terror. So busy doing the voice, I didn't see financial crime, terror. Oh, yeah, and biological, that was it. So I already said it. So I mean, go read it. It's public. Judicial Watch got it. I mean, it's a total lawless takeover. But it's not a guy like Mussolini in an outfit that looks like a clown you know, with riding boots on or jack boots or Hitler running around looking like a complete idiot or Stalin or something looking like a complete moron. I mean, you know, that's from another caricature time. This is a group of corporate criminals who get certifications and boards and agreements and direct things, but then always have diversified responsibility so that no one can ever be blamed. Oh, the computer robo signed and took your house that we programmed. Oh, the computer stole the election. Oh, the drone is going to act on its own and bombs you. Ooh. So again, these criminals have learned how to engage in white collar crime and get away with it by always fogging up who's really behind it. And so now it's just tyranny by that. And they have some teleprompter reader up there who takes all the blame, and the next teleprompter reader is brought in. Stay with us. Stuart Rhodes coming up. Money.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. Thank you for joining us. Top Chinese general is basically threatening World War III and saying that this can lead to World War III. What is happening? Headline, Chinese general threatens third world war to protect Iran. U.S. dispatches three more ships to the Persian Gulf area. That is all coming up. Secret U.S.-Canada border deal hides GMO takeover. U.S.-Canada agreement beyond just borders streamlines and harmonizes food and auto regulations under North American Union corporate agenda. This is huge. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, big article on Infowars.com by Ethan Huff and NaturalNews.com. War on drugs is a hoax. U.S. admits to guarding, assisting lucrative Afghan opium trade. And they just have links to the mainstream news going, yes, we grow it, and we ship it in, and then you go to prison for using it. Yes, we take your private bank accounts. Yes, ESPN covered up pedophilia. Yes, criminals run things. Yes, we're going to secretly arrest you and take your guns. I mean, again, this happens to every other country. We got a serious case of tyranny, and now they want to start shutting down free speech and other information. Now, I'm going to go to this clip from Stuart Rhodes. We're going to come back from break, the founder of Oath Keepers, and we're going to talk about what he discusses in this 10 minutes from the 50-minute interview I did last night at InfoWars Nightly News. It's posted in full at PrisonPlanet.tv. But he's never talked like this about the systems declaring war on us. That's what they have done with this bill they're trying to pass right now. It has passed without amendment so far to allow secret grabbing of Americans that literally disappear, executed, torture. They've got huge armies of paramilitary people that love Jack Bauer and want to torture conservatives and libertarians. They think it's cute and funny. I've shown you training manuals where mainline conservative groups are called terrorists, libertarians. Charles Key, state rep, wanting to investigate Oklahoma City, listed as a terrorist. I mean, of course, they don't recognize they actually work for the terrorist. They don't get that. So it's on. The bankers want to stage events to bring this in. So here's a 10-minute excerpt of the interview with Stuart Rhodes, and then we're going to come back and break down the fact that the system wants to orchestrate a conflict. And they want to force people into a position of the government being lawless. And so people basically have a civil war in this nation. It's part of the order out of chaos strategy. So we've got to find another way out of this before it's too late. Here it is.
You know, so far, politics has failed us. And really, I think that once you have this act in place and they start to use it, then you're talking about, you know, having crossed the Rubicon, and now you're maybe like 1774. You're on the eve of conflict. That's where you are. And the only real question then is a matter of time and how it's going to go and how you maintain the moral high ground, which our founding fathers did. And I do urge people to take a very close look at our history. They were pushed again and again and again until they finally had to fight back because they came for their weapons. And that's what's going to happen in this country. If they pass this bill, the next step will be they put all the pieces in the puzzle in place, and then they need an excuse or a pretext. As you talked about many times, then there'll be a domestic terrorist attack or something like that will happen, and they'll start rounding up people. When they get to that point and it starts to happen, you will have no recourse but to fight. Same place that Solzhenitsyn was in when he talked about how they burned in the camps later, lamenting the fact that they waited and they did not fight back. That's where we will be. But we're not Russia. We're not Germany. We're not in Nazi Germany, good little Germans. There is a sizable portion of the population of this country who are not going to take it and who are going to fight back.
Well, Stuart, you're right. And the globalists have miscalculated. I mean, when you see Corzine making 40-1 bets with people's private bank accounts, and this is the main economic advisor to Obama, these are mentally ill people. They've got actuaries. They've got think tanks. They've got political scientists telling them what moves to make, but they're not going to be able to carry this out. There is at least 30% of the population that when they see others overrun and arrested and then tortured and trotted out all drugged up, could be you, could be me, who are going to go off. And I want to tell the military and police, the globalists are going to sit offshore and watch you get chewed up in a fight with the American people. It's very important that police and military really make a decision now which side they're going to be on. Because this is That's a decision right. This is a decision for all the marbles, their family, their country, everything. The tyrants we have running things, I've studied the different tyrannies, is so absolutely wicked and hateful. I mean, it's not some boss hog corruption, Stuart. Your comments on that.
No, you're correct. And that is their Achilles heel. And that's why I founded Oath Keepers. The military, you're right. Choose now whom you shall serve. Either you are, I'm talking to the military out there especially, either you are a son of the Republic and you will defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or you are a traitor to your country and you are nothing but a lowly dog, an obedient dog to the powers that be. Choose now whom you shall serve.
Well, you know, that's what's so disgusting about this, Stuart. It's not fun being right. It's not fun that we've been proven correct. It's very sick. And the pace it's moving is so quick and so naked now. Undoubtedly, I mean, look at Fast and Furious. They got caught shipping tens of thousands of guns into Mexico. So they had CBS release, oh, we allowed some to be sold at a few gun shops. Of course, it came out. It was drugs being shipped in the U.S. by the ATF, FBI, DEA, Border Patrol, Coast Guard, you name it, and several other federal agencies. It was tens of thousands of guns, not just shipped out of the country, but to Honduras, Mexico, Illinois, Indiana, Florida, to gangs that were killing other gangs. And you find out our government literally is a mafia at the top of drug-dealing criminals. And you find out they really did stage Oklahoma City. You find out they really did do all. I mean, people need to understand. I mean, we're not just sitting here demonizing people we don't like. I don't have words, Stuart, for my study to describe just how nasty these people are. And I don't think people understand. It's like you said, Solzhenitsyn said, what would have happened if we had met the secret police with hatchets and pokers, you know, when they came to grab people? You know, half the city wouldn't have been taken to their camps. The organs of the machine would have ground to a halt in days. I mean, and when you realize the very same mega banks that funded Lenin and Stalin are funding this now, they plan to do all of what they did in the Soviet Union here. They lick their lips and talk about how they plan to exterminate at least 20% of this country. They plan to take our kids and our wives and blow their heads off after they rape them. These are murdering absolute people worse than the Bolsheviks. And I don't say that for effect. These are wanton, bloodthirsty scum, and they have our flag on their shoulders. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think the important thing to always go back to is our Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, that's the truth. That's the Declaration of Independence, and that's why they don't teach that in schools. And so I encourage, especially those in the military right now, and also law enforcement, go back and read the original documents, read the causes for taking up arms in your forefathers' revolution. You will see it right there in the Declaration of Independence. It's the same exact thing. Nothing changes. Human nature does not change. It's the same will to power. It's the same totalitarian mindset that they faced and they fought. Look at what they wrote in the Bill of Rights to stop this from ever happening again. Look at what McCain and Lieberman and the rest of them want to do, and they want you to be the tool of oppression over your own people. See the truth. And when you see the truth and you understand that your children, your wives, your family are all in danger also, then you need to do what's right. And what's right is you must at least refuse, stand down and refuse to be a tool of oppression. But I'll tell you what, if they start using military force against the United States and against the American people domestically, you will have to make an even tougher choice. You will have to fight on the side of the people. You will have to make that choice, just like George Washington did, just like the militia in 1775, who was the military of the United States at the time. They decided, they made the choice, they must fight back against the crown, against the national government. They had no choice. You will have the same obligation.
Now, Ron Paul has talked about another possibility. Things may completely financially collapse before this happens, and that might take the steam out of these people.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The very first conversation I had with Congressman Paul when I was going to apply for a job with him, he was, you know, kind of worn down. This is back in 1998. And he said, I'm afraid that it's going to take an economic collapse to wake the American people up. And then I expressed the concern that, well, it could lead to more oppression like the Great Depression did. And so there is that. It's an open window. Like you said before, it's a two-way window of opportunity for very, you know, horrible, evil things to happen and a destruction of our Constitution and destruction of freedom, or it's an open window for us to resurrect it and restore the Republic. So when this window opens, and it will, economic collapse is coming, we need to be ready to make sure that we can push it through towards liberty. We better be prepared for that. But if we're weak, if we're not morally prepared, spiritually prepared, and physically prepared for it, for what's coming, then there's a chance that they could win.
Describe Ron Paul back in 1998. I mean, I've been interviewing him since 1996, but I don't know him obviously as well as you did working in his office for years. You describe worn down. I mean, this is a guy that does work 16 to 18 hours a day, totally dedicated. I mean, describe for people out there what he's like behind the scenes.
Okay, folks, we're going to back that up about 20 seconds, come back and play the last few minutes of this portion. And in another part of the interview, he describes how this is NORTHCOM, the Pentagon, under globalist control, openly saying, and it's always been in the last 10 years, now they're just being public, NORTHCOM is a military jurisdiction under military rule, military law, but this goes beyond Geneva Convention and military law. They're saying, we will arrest, we will torture, we will kill. You've seen them torture and kill citizens. And it's always somebody like a Lockheed. Well, he deserves it. But it sets that precedent. And then you get the manuals and the training, and you find out none of it's about Al-Qaeda. 24/7, it's the people that don't like the bankers. It's the real Americans who are informed, like Ron Paul, like myself, like you. You are the terrorist, according to the mafia that's taken over. Because in reality, they... What happened in Nazi Germany? I got to play my hand. Well, Hitler was elected. Then he began dismantling their Weimar Republic, modeled after ours to a great extent. And the military and the police followed orders. And they went to Nuremberg and they at the trial and they said, well, we were told to do this. And it was, sorry, you're going to get hung. Following orders just doesn't cut it. And a lot of people that serve this system, whether you're bureaucrats, robo-signing, stealing people's houses, corporate bureaucrats, whether you're government bureaucrats, whether you're school teachers, school nurses that go along with lying and telling parents that it's the law to take vaccines when you know it's not. Nurses that take blood from babies knowing it's going into a globalist database, lying and saying it's a blood test. I mean, it's time to recognize just how many lies we're under and how people that are part of the lie think it's cute to con somebody. Don't you know you're being lied to as well? I mean, do you want your children to grow up in an environment like this? Do you want to grow up in one like this? You know, people used to say, don't let the New World Order come in. It'll be bad for your children. How about it's going to be bad for you? How about it is bad? You think this depression they keep lying and saying isn't a depression is bad now? It's designed to get a lot worse. And I say we need to reach out and use every InfoWar weapon we've got. Whether it's putting InfoWars up in public or whatever website you think is important, or starting your own local radio show or Access TV or calling into talk radio, going to your state legislature, putting up banner hangs on highways, getting the buzz for liberty going to spread our counter-revolution against the globalist revolutionaries who are trying to overthrow our republic. They're the revolutionaries. You need to understand that. These are bona fide crooks. I mean, look at all the examples now. Fast and Furious. The examples go on for 10 hours. This is designed to get worse. Once the criminals start a tyrannical takeover like this, they've got to extinct all free market, all private wealth, all systems of strength, the family, anything that could ever resist them. They want to secure their crimes so they can carry out the really big crimes, which are always a Pol Pot or Hitler-type mass extermination. Why? Because they like it. History is 100% proof. You've lived under the hedge of liberty. I've lived under it. So it's hard to believe it can happen here, but it is. It's like pulling up to your house and it's been out of town and it's burned down. Or your pipes burst and there's a hole in your roof or a tree fell on your house. You pull up, your house is burned down. It happens. It can happen here. It is happening here. And we're inundated with this propaganda about how the government loves us and cares about us and how the citizens can't be trusted. It's classical tyranny. Let's go back to the end of this excerpt of the Stuart Rhodes 50-minute interview I did last night at InfoWars Nightly News. Here's the rest of it.
Since 1996, but I don't know him obviously as well as you did working in his office for years. You describe worn down. I mean, this is a guy that does work 16 to 18 hours a day, totally dedicated. I mean, describe for people out there what he's like behind the scenes.
He's the same behind the scenes as he is on camera. That's him. You know, he's got endurance. Like, I can't believe that I'm burnt out now. I'm burnt out. Even after just 2 years of doing Oath Keepers, I'm fried. I'm burnt out. And I can't believe he's been going like this for decades. It's amazing. So he just has the endurance of, I think it's because it's his calling. He understands that this is his place in history. And I think he believes and has faith that in the end, liberty will triumph. Otherwise, I don't know how he could keep going on. We had people on the staff there who quit and were just so despondent what they saw back in 98. This is, you know, way before the war on terror and any of this other stuff, but they were already so despondent about the incredible tide of statism and government power that they were going up against and corruption.
Yeah, it makes me cry, Stuart. I got to tell you, I think about what this country's going to go through. It's going to be horrible.
Well, we still have the potential for it to be like 1989 in Eastern Germany when the wall fell. If there's enough of an awakening in the people, you can reach that tipping point.
Well, that's what finally happened there was the military refused to shoot the people trying to get out.
That's right. And they all stood down all at once. And without their support, the Communist Party was done. The Stasi were powerless. They all ran and hid and tore off their emblems and tried to hide in the crowds.
There's a famous photo when my mom was over in Germany a few years ago. She brought me back. And it was a famous photo of a family running through barbed wire. And the little kid is caught on it. And there's a series of them. And he takes the little kid and gives it to the parents. And, of course, they took that guy and tortured him and killed him. But that's a famous photo of the East German soldier. The people have gotten across, and he goes ahead and gives them the toddler, which seems like just a normal human act, but that was his death sentence. He should have just gone ahead and climbed on through and gone with it.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are here live, and then, of course, we come back live Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central, but that's not enough because we know this is our mission and time is short. The enemy knows time is short. The globalists, the collectivists, the gangs, the control freaks, the psychopaths that we're fighting, who throughout history and society build these corrupt systems that free people have to get together and fight. We know that they're moving fast right now, but for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Newtonian physics have proven to be accurate, and there is a great movement of liberty and awakening happening right now. We're going to be talking to former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who's a Republican, a Libertarian, and also a presidential candidate, being ignored just like Ron Paul. And we're going to get his view on the debates and the economy and where the society's going in one moment. First off, I just want to add, we have a Christmas holiday special going that I've never offered something this good. And the small profit we make funds this independent media operation. So you're also helping us keep the reporters and the news websites and the nightly news that we do. And that's not enough in the fight for liberty. We do the 5 days a week nightly news, 7 o'clock Central as well. You can get all 18 of my films that are on DVD, several Infowars.com, and In the Fed bumper stickers, and a citizen rulebook, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, things like that. All for $99.95. That's a $260 discount. It's normally $359 and change, and that is running up until Christmas. And you can order before the 19th and get it shipped to you and be absolutely guaranteed you get it here in the U.S. If you're outside the U.S., I'd order right now. Again, Infowars.com or call to order. Or if you have any questions, 888-253-3139. We've also got the Infowars.com t-shirts and more that support us, but also get the truth out everywhere. And you meet like-minded people. And that's always important. You'll be surprised how many InfoWarriors are out there. Okay, now going to our first guest, Max Keiser will be joining us after we take calls in the second half of the next hour. Gary Johnson has been referred to as the most fiscally conservative governor in the country, and he was the governor of New Mexico from 94 to 2003. He was a successful businessman before that, and of course he's now running for president. Just like kind of like Ron Paul did 4 years ago, building up to at least inject real ideas and issues. He's been a part of many of the debates. He's been given tiny amounts of time, just like Ron Paul, as the system basically kind of games things, like a mafia-run horse race where they let the in a five-lap race, they give the other horses a four-lap head start and tie bowling balls onto Ron Paul and Gary Johnson. GaryJohnson2012.com is the website, and OurAmericaInitiative.com. Governor, great to have you here with us today, sir.
Alex, great to be with you, and talking about the debate. Being excluded from 14 of the 16 debates really kind of has a self-fulfilling prophecy unto itself, and the issue is that I'm not even in the polls that determine whether or not you get into the debate. So they identify ABC poll, you're having to show 2% in ABC poll, and I'm not in ABC poll. And when I'm in the polls, I show as well as others that are on stage. So you hit it on the head. It's not fair, and I really kind of feel put out by the Republican Party, that the Republican Party didn't stand up to this notion of just to put Johnson in the polls. We're not asking that he'd be in the debate, but just put him in the polls that give him an opportunity to potentially.
Yeah, they're not even letting you try to qualify in their rigged system. But take Ron Paul. He's number one, number two, or number three, even CBS admits, in all these caucuses and events that are coming up and in all these different polls. Sometimes they give him 89 seconds when the next candidate gets 3 minutes and people like Romney 11 minutes. I mean, if that isn't bold, in-your-face cheating and rigging, I don't know what is. I mean, that whoever they're ignoring, that's an endorsement right there. They're scared of you. They're scared of Ron Paul. And to a certain extent, they don't like Michelle Bachmann either. You know, that CBS memo came out, and they're really trying to shut you guys down.
Well, no, I think you hit it on the head, and at its base is the notion that it's unfair, and at the base is a message that really isn't getting heard, and not that a lot of people don't want it expressed, and that is, look, let's cut the spending, let's balance the budget, and then the whole thing with Occupy Wall Street, the notion that this country deals it out unfairly. This country deals it out unfairly. It's payola. It's money to politicians that grant special loopholes to groups, individuals, corporations that are well connected politically, as opposed to the notion of a level playing field that all of us have equal access to the American dream. So, and in that context, Alex, I'm advocating the fair tax. For those listening, if you haven't checked out the fair tax, really check it out. It is as the name implies. It's fair. The more money you make, the more fair tax you'll pay. It'll promote savings. It'll do away with all existing federal
tax. Now, Governor, yours isn't like Herman Cain, where he keeps the income tax but just at 9% and can later jack it up and also keeps the payroll tax, is it?
No, I would ask everybody everybody listening right now to get online, check it out, fairtax.org. It does away with all existing federal tax, so corporate tax, business tax, income tax, does away with the IRS, does away with holding. Because it does away with the corporate income tax, if the private sector does not create tens of millions of jobs in an environment of zero corporate taxes, I don't know what environment could exist to where that would happen by the private sector. And then there's the whole notion of goods and services to China. Built into all goods and services right now is about a 23% tax. So by enacting the fair tax, you actually bleed that out so that American goods and services become 23% more competitive when we're exporting those goods and services, as would imported goods and services be subject to the 23% fair tax.
Well, again, I like you because you're for drug decriminalization, which is really important, obviously, because it hasn't worked. I mean, there's more drugs, and it's destroyed our society, and we have the highest prison population in the world, not just per capita, but period. And have you seen all these articles coming out where they admit our troops are helping grow the opium in Afghanistan?
Look, I just think right now, if we can't connect the dots between border violence with Mexico and prohibition, I don't know if we ever will. These are disputes that are being played out with guns rather than the court. And if you want to look to the debates right now, everybody on stage wants to build a fence, with the exception of Perry. And don't build a fence. I think that would be a terrible waste of resource. Make it as easy as possible for somebody who wants to come into this country to get a work visa, not a green card, not citizenship. But by the way, taxes won't even be an issue if we implement the fair tax, because fair tax is unavoidable. Whether you're illegal, legal, visitor, fair tax is unavoidable. And then, looking at border violence, with the exception of Ron Paul, every other candidate on stage wants to answer the guns on the border, the gun violence on the border, with more guns. Great.
What would you do as president with something like Fast and Furious? Because we always see the next administration protect the last administration, on and on and on. What's your view of Fast and Furious, Governor Gary Johnson, joining us right now, Republican presidential candidate? And after you tell us your view on Fast and Furious, which is, you know, in your neck of the woods, it's affected New Mexico, as you know, as well as Arizona. It's very close to the epicenter, even more so than Texas. In fact, there was some Fast and Furious in New Mexico, as you know, where you were governor. And then I want to get your view on Corzine's 40-1 bet being Obama's advisor. Now more bailouts to Europe and their central banks, and what you think of MF Global.
Well, the financial crisis right now in Europe is one of liquidity, and that liquidity crisis comes about as a result of potentially no payment on bonds. That's the reason, of course, for the last several weeks and sell-off when it comes to U.S. Equities is raising cash. You know, short-term, if Europe goes down the tank, short-term gold will go down tremendously. There'll be a tremendous spike down for gold, simply because the banks have liquidity. So you're pointing out the fact that, you know, we're making the banks liquid. This doesn't address the underlying issue, which is the values of these assets have not been written down. And so I'm afraid that this is going to be something very recurring. We in this country should be pursuing strong monetary policy, not weak monetary policy. Returning to the gold standard, that would be a real plus.
Well, what is your long-term view on gold? Because worldwide governments are signaling turning printing presses up. Won't that drive gold and silver up, but also other commodities in the long term?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But short-term, you could see an absolute, which is kind of what we've seen, the downward spikes have to do with liquidity and banks and their ability to sell off the liquid stuff. And so hence, equities and commodities over the last several weeks. Now, of course, everything seems to be rallying at the moment, and it's rallying on the basis of liquidity. And yes, we're pumping more liquidity into a system global economically that we're going to have inflation everywhere.
Now, what is your take, though, specifically on Fast and Furious?
Oh, what an outrage. I mean, it's a total outrage. Governments are run amok. This is when you have a holder running justice, and obviously, and maybe what this is obvious is that he's not running justice at all. Somebody else is. But this is what government can do, and it's government at its worst, and there ought to be some, and there has to be accountability for potentially guns being used against ourselves. I don't even get the point. I don't get it at all. It doesn't make any sense from A to Z as far as I'm concerned.
Let me expand on what's currently happening and what you as a governor, as a presidential candidate, what your views are on this. We've seen the National Defense Authorization Act and the big debates, and the sponsors, Graham and McKay, now admit, yeah, we'll arrest citizens forever, throw you into a dungeon, and no one will know where you went. And now they've got another bill to go ahead and say, okay, it is torture, we're going to legalize torture. I mean, they can't legalize barbecuing black children on the White House lawn. You can't legalize raping a woman in an alley, even if Nero or Hitler says so. And we see the Republicans involved in this. We see Newt Gingrich promoting it. We see Newt Gingrich, who supported government health care and all this. What is your view of the open authoritarianism being pushed? I'm sure you heard Homeland Security's putting lampposts up everywhere with microphones in them, TSA on the streets of America. What's your view on how fast all this is moving?
Well, it's moving really fast, and all to our detriment. Is it making us any safer? It's absolutely not making us any safer, and it's getting worse, not better. You know, I'm making three promises running for president of the United States. One is I promise to submit a balanced budget to Congress in the year 2013. Now, Alex, that's promising to submit a balanced budget. I can't promise a balanced budget, but I'm promising to submit it. So that's a 43% reduction in government spending. And included in that would be, ideally, would be eliminating the Department of Homeland Security, the fact that it's so redundant. I just happen to think there's a 43% redundancy or overage built into every single department in federal government. Fast and Furious is an example of that. I mean, what is this? This is too much time on people's hands to think up an absolutely nuttiest thing that you could possibly think of. I mean, is it an afternoon think session where they drink Manhattans? I'm not sure, but it makes no sense whatsoever. So balance the federal budget, cut 43% of government, and that starts with Medicaid, that starts with Medicare, that starts with military spending, the big three.
Gary, you're running for president, trying to interject your brand of libertarian ideas, and obviously they're shutting you out because they are scared. I mean, if you were given equal time and brought up these ideas, they're very popular with Republicans and a lot of libertarians and even liberals that are halfway awake. I mean, that's why you won by such big margins there in New Mexico. and then left like you said you would leave after a time. I mean, clearly they're not letting you have equal time or anything close to it and keeping you out of the majority of the debates, as you said, because they are scared of those ideas. So I think, in a way, that's a compliment because they understand that freedom is popular. But going down this course, the authoritarians, it looks like, will at least be able to get us a few more, you know, football fields down the road into tyranny. Where do you see America in a year or two if this course is not changed that we're on right now?
I really believe that we're going to experience a monetary collapse. I just don't think that it's so avoidable. You can't continue to spend more money than what you take in. And so that's the negative side. The really positive side of this is that we can fix this. We can live within our means. And I really think the fair tax serves as a foundation for all of that. By the way, it's revenue neutral, so you still have to cut 43% from government spending. But this is something that we can get under control. I'm also promising, as President of the United States, to veto any legislation where expenses exceed revenue. Okay, so I'm going to submit a balanced budget to Congress. They're going to have nothing to do with it. They're going to submit me spending that exceeds revenue. I'm going to veto it. They're going to have to override. I just suggest to you that in the scenario that I just pointed out, promising to do those two things, spending will be less than any other scenario that could possibly be presented.
But again, they won't even let you in. What did you say? Of 16 debates, you've been excluded from 14?
That's correct. And that has a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, when you're out on the stump, if you will, the stump is different if you're not even a candidate. And by not even a candidate, I'm afraid that if you're not on stage, for most people, that qualifies you as not being a candidate. And when you're given a survey, whether that's online or mailed to you over the telephone, and your name's not on that survey, that even makes it more difficult to. There's no qualified. I qualified for the CNBC debate 3 weeks ago. They had two criteria. One was 3% in any national poll. The other was be a registered candidate for president. While I was at 3% in a CNN poll.
Sure, and Newt Gingrich was at 3% a month ago. Now he's the front runner. And, I mean, he'll stay there. We'll be right. Okay, this is breaking news, and I'm glad we've got former New Mexico governor and presidential candidate Gary Johnson on with us. Obama lawyers, citizens targeted if at war with the U.S., and of all people, Dianne Feinstein is trying to offer an amendment saying you can't arrest citizens in the U.S., but you can't have troops on the streets. Now, and the Obama lawyers have come out and said, no, if U.S. citizens are at war with the U.S. military, they can kill you anywhere. Well, under common law, anybody attacks military, citizen, whatever, you've got a right to defend yourself. I mean, they keep saying, let our military fight al-Qaeda that's American. They've been killing them. They lie to the public about all of this. They're talking about getting rid of posse comitatus, using full military on the streets, which the Pentagon was given orders years ago to get ready for, army times, you name it. And now they're just out in the open. Gary Johnson, what do you make of all of this? Because the president's saying, I don't need Congress to pass a law to give me this authority, so I'm going to veto it. He's not saying he's going to veto this declaration of war against the American people because he doesn't like it. He says he already has that power. Gary, what would you do as president with this type of garbage?
Well, it's also, I mean, this is the breaking news of the moment, but if we go back, I don't know, 2 months ago, when Holder issued a letter saying he was going to crack down on medical marijuana facilities in California, when Obama had earlier said that the last thing he was going to use federal resources for was to come in and counteract something that state citizens had voted on, whether it was their legislature or whether it was them as citizens. And in this case, we're talking about medical marijuana in California. So it's as you alluded to earlier, talking with you here, it's just one thing after another. And it's all about more government, not less government. And we're broke. I think the biggest threat to our national security is the fact that that we're borrowing or printing money to the tune of 43 cents out of every dollar that we're currently spending.
You're right, Governor. But in closing, look at Europe. You know, I'm sure you're a financial guy. You read the news. It says Goldman Sachs dictatorship. You know, all power in European nations transferred to banking system. So, in a way, these guys want to be the last people standing. They like it that we're going bankrupt. They want to wreck things. I mean, that's the only thing you can come away with, because the very culprits then pose as the saviors, the crony capitalists who are the opposite of free.
The root of all evil is the fact that it is crony capitalism. It's not free markets. It's crony capitalism. The system's up for sale, and people pay for it. And politicians pass the special favors, if you will. And rather than the notion that this country is free and that we can all partake equally in the opportunities that it presents, it's not. It's a stacked deck.
And then the very crony capitalists through MSNBC and CNN demonize the free market and say, well, what we need is more socialism, because they know they can go in and lobby and get that socialist money they take from you and I. We've got to get that message out. And Governor, I just want to thank you for running, because you are injecting real issues and a perspective that the establishment doesn't like. And that's why they're trying to preclude you. But you are getting the message out to a lot of people. And so I appreciate you running for president, so that at least if you didn't run, we wouldn't know they were rigging debates. I mean, you've got to probe this corruption to be able to expose it.
Well, and a big, same to you, Alex. You keep talking about it. Your numbers, there are more people listening, not less people. And thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Governor. We know things aren't going to get better if we don't engage these people. Resistance is victory. GaryJohnson2012.com. Thank you, Gov.
All right, thanks, Alex. Bye.
All right, there he goes. Hopefully get an update from him on the campaign trail. Yeah, they're definitely scared of his decriminalization thing, because that's how they sell modern slavery. They bring it in, they catch you on it, they put you in the prison owned by big banks that launder the drug money. Stay with us. Your calls are straight ahead.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I've got news here where new study shows U.S. government fails to oversee treatment of foster children with mind-altering drugs. Fails to oversee it. They order it. New Freedom Initiative wants half the kids in America on drugs. Over two-thirds of foster children are put on psychotropics. We're going to break this down. It ties in with the radiation from Wi-Fi connections can reduce sperm activity. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to tie it in with all of this and more. We got Max Kaiser coming on in 30 minutes, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm going to get into this drugging of the kids with Kaiser, so I'm just going to take a bunch of calls and watch how many I take in the next 30 minutes. I'm going to turbocharge your calls. That probably means one or two at least. Now, I'm going to take a bunch of your calls, about 30, 45 seconds a person, because I want to get to the next person. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to take your calls on any of the issues we've mentioned or anything you want to bring up. Let's take a bunch of them right now. Angie in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm really glad that you're giving so much exposure to this horrific National Defense Authorization Act. But there's an aspect of it that I don't think people are really thinking about. And you're right when you say that they've already basically had the ability to do this to citizens since the Bush administration, Military Commissions Act and the Patriot Act. I don't think people realize, though, that this is more or less designed, it's targeted towards doing away with state sovereignty, because the military is a federal entity. So I think this is geared more towards, you know, the sheriffs that are beginning to rise up and realize that there's so much federal intrusion going on, or even local representatives that won't go along with this kind of thing.
No, you're right. In fact, we do a report on the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. It talks about the states and governors that are in insurrection and the citizens. No, this is the corporate global takeover, just like in Europe. They're saying The EU megabanks will now run your country. Your government has no sovereignty. You can never leave this. Of course you can leave it. They're just telling you, you're slaves now. Thank God we're here to rob you.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that I really don't know what to do at this point. I'm concerned about, you know, our future. I'm concerned about the future of my children. How do you fight this big of a beast?
I wish the average police, and they've all been put through anti-terror training, could ask themselves, why were you being told all these years domestic terrorists, you know, anti-New World Order people were going to be attacking you? Did you ever wonder what you're going to be ordered to do that will make people be forced to fight you? I mean, it's so clear they've been indoctrinated by an evil force that's taken over the country. I mean, it's so incredibly transparent what's going on here.
So if this ends up, the worst case scenario, if it goes through and effectively neuters state sovereignty, then, you know, what's the recourse of sheriffs or state representatives that don't want military marching into their state to, round up protesters or what have you? What would the state be able to do then?
Well, it is classical, no way to deny what it is. I mean, it's like a yellow dog comes walking down your street. It's a yellow dog. You walk by a lake and there's a duck quacking, swimming around. It's a duck. You're out in Montana and a wolf runs up. It's a wolf. You see a 57 red Chevy drive by. It's a 57 red Chevy. I mean, this is bona fide, dyed in the wool, corrupt, out of control, criminal government caught committing every crime you can imagine, run by totally corrupt interest. And it's an oligarchy, so it's a whole system, so they all feel safe. It's not like there's a Stalin or a Hitler you can, you know, get out of the way. It's just a whole sickening corrupt system. Thank you, Angie. All right, I'm going to move quick. She was a great caller. I gave her 3 minutes. So that's just, it's hard to get to your calls because these are great calls. But make it quick. Get ready. Start your engines. Gary, Pat, Ronnie, Chris, Bill, others. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There are a lot of people out there that know that the government and major corporations are corrupt on average and completely out of control. But they don't see themselves as leaders. They don't see themselves as ever challenging. And that's because the Hollywood archetype has been projected into the public consciousness that Conan the Barbarian or Sylvester Stallone or whoever the hero is has to go out and defeat the enemy single-handed. That's not how the world works. You can have a martyr or a banner or an idea that does empower people, and you can have individuals that do focus and do incredible things, who then become a larger focus for others. But any real resistance to tyranny and any true great work is done by many people working together. And you don't have to wait for orders from headquarters. In fact, there is no headquarters. It's an idea of freedom. It's a spirit of liberty. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. And we're here. And I keep saying we're at the crossroads. We're always at a crossroads. But this is a critical juncture when we could still slow down their program and then later turn it back. But soon we will go down into even deeper areas, and more people will then wake up. Still others will get scared and actually join with evil. A lot of folks see corruption coming, they go and grovel to it. We don't need them. That always happens. We need people who are good and decent and honorable, who have been in denial or been too busy to focus, to really discover history, discover our current circumstances, and take action. Max Kaiser's coming up on the accelerating implosion by design of the euro. I'd like him to join us at least once a week to give us an update. I want to go to your phone calls, though, right now, very quickly. We just had former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson on from New Mexico. Here's another Gary from New Mexico. Gary in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, Prison Planet subscriber, money bomb donor, disabled veteran. Just to be very quick, our recent family Thanksgiving was over 30 people of all backgrounds, to include ex-military like myself, cops. And what we did was we watched the entire Rise of Female Police take 4. And once that we finished that, we watched the Jesse Ventura confront Steve Cohen on HR 645 on YouTube. And then I also provided everybody with a copy of the Rise of FEMA, the bill HR 645, and a pocket constitution. If they had any questions, they certainly could ask me. Everybody sat there shocked. Shocked as to the corruption and the fusion centers that's in every city and or in every state in the United States. The policemen in our families were shocked even more so than anybody.
You know why police get so shocked watching my films and reports? Because they know it's all true because they've got pieces of it, but we're compartmentalized. When we give them a film like that, it's a briefing. They know all the pieces are true, and they get chills because I've talked to them, and they go, whoa, now it makes perfect sense. It didn't make sense before because they're given a systems analysis from the top level. See, we've just re-engineered and reverse-engineered what they're really up to, and so we're basically here. This breaks it all down.
Exactly, and I gave everybody a copy. I gave the policemen and the family extra copies to take to their cronies, you know, here in town or wherever they came from. And it was just amazing to see their facial expressions and the unbelievable. It was just awesome to see. And I just wanted to.
What parts of Rise of FEMA would particularly woke them up? Let me guess. The part where the military admits they're training to confiscate guns in Iowa?
Yes. Yes, that and all the executive orders that they issued. What's happening on the House floor that gave, was it S-1867 that gave the military to end posse comitatus, that give the right to the military to come in and arrest U.S. citizens, veterans or not, for no purpose, for no undefinite detention.
But see, your family sounds like they're normal, smart Americans who I would imagine actually saw a lot of stuff and so were real people. And that's why, in a way, it's easy to wake up police and military, because they may be brainwashed to a certain extent, but they've actually been in the real world. Who I'm really worried about is just these, and I'm not saying I'm hard and tough myself, I'm pretty soft, but I see these yuppies, they are just helpless. They have no idea. They are so soft. They are so ignorant. And they hear this stuff, and they just giggle. They laugh. It's funny. And they have no idea what the rest of the world's like. They have no idea how hard it is to keep liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said. But that is such a great call. God bless you. Great hearing from you, Gary. Wow. That's what makes it all worth it when I leave so many times and get home at 10 o'clock at night and my children beg me to be home more, and I've tried to be home more some. I miss them so much. Miss my children so much. But every time I look at them, they're so peaceful and innocent. They deserve that I put out my full energy against these globalists and not mince words with you. Now, again, we've got to stop thinking it's impolite to tell the truth and freak people out. I saw some old family friends the other night. I was picking up some food at a restaurant at about 9 o'clock at night, and I saw some family friends. And, family friends, they were actually family friends of my wife's family, but I've met them at events and things 4 or 5 times over the years, been to their house for dinner. One of them, a guy's pretty famous, actually. He was involved in the whole Mujahideen thing against the against the Soviets and all that. And was it Charlie Wilson's War or whatever it is? But side issue. And I'd see him, you know, like 10 years ago, and they'd be like, oh, that's pretty wild stuff you talk about. And I saw him about 4 years ago, and they were like, yeah, I'm starting to believe what you're saying is right. This time it's like, oh, we're big fans. You're right. It's all true. Oh, my God, you know about this and that. And, you know, talking about the plan to arrest citizens and all this. People are finally waking up. People are finally waking up. People in government are waking up. People ask, how am I still alive? is because there are a lot of people in government. I mean, look at Bloomberg had an article about why is Ron Paul getting the majority of donations from federal employees? And the headline was, give this man money so he can fire you. They know there's no America in the end if government isn't cut. There's nothing. It's all going to go. It's all going to go bankrupt if it isn't righted. It's like a high-rise building with a fire on 10 stories. And everything's getting destroyed. And if you turn the sprinkler system on, it's going to flood the whole building. But you're going to lose more stuff if you don't turn the sprinkler system on. It's like, don't turn the sprinklers on. That might damage some of the upholstery. It's going to burn out if you don't turn them on, you see. The globalist plan is to implode societies. Pat in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
You know, I just wanted to say, man, I really, really do not like John McCain at all right now. Because not only did he draft this NDAA behind our backs, you know, he also insulted where I live. I don't know if you heard that. He said that Long Island is regrettably a part of the United States. I don't know if you heard that.
I did hear other people talk about it. What was he saying that in what context?
I'm not exactly sure. I just saw snippets in local news, but you know, I think he was talking to Chuck Schumer, and he said that Long Island is regrettably a part of the United States, and he did like a little snicker. He's like, you know, and it really, you know, it got everybody around here infuriated.
Yeah, well, and regrettably, John McCain is part of the United States.
Yeah, exactly, brother, exactly. But, you know, one point I wanted to make, you know, it's just so insane, like, that there's people in the original colonies of the United States that, you know, are calling for free everything for everybody. You know, this is where the American Revolutionary War was fought, you know.
Look, the British government was doing the exact same thing, the money scams, the checkpoints, all of it. And it wasn't like the colonists wanted war. They came to take their guns. They came to take their property. They were killing colonists. And finally, people said, well, if you're going to try to kill me anyways, how about you die? You know, I mean, it gets to that point. It's like the I Shot the Sheriff song. Sheriff John Brown was coming down the road, pulled his gun to shoot me, so I shot him. I mean, there's only so much people can take. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, like I said, it's just so crazy that there's so many of these yuppies that you were talking about in the state of New York. And I'm not talking about people like Luke Radowski, people like Danny Panzella, you know. Those are the freedom fighters up here in the Northeast that we need. We need more of these people. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's so many people, like there's so many yuppies saying, oh,
well, sir, it's a feedback loop. They're jellyfish yuppies with popped collars thinking they're trendy and rich even when they're not everywhere. And again, all these dramas and shows are designed to make Americans look like scum and then to make our kids with these reality shows think that's how you're supposed to act. You understand? They give us false values. I appreciate your call. Great to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for your part in our victory almost 2 months ago now on October 4th, 2011, in Pinellas County, Florida, to end the addition of and the county's water quality analysis of the quote-unquote industrial discharge to our water supply.
Yeah, that's right. Your county with 700,000 people in it pulled the deadly nerve agent fluoride out of the water.
Absolutely. And, of course, that's under the guise of fluoridation, and I was also very honored and I'm gratified to have also been a part of the effort along with so many concerned citizens, including Mayor Change Campa, who spoke so well addressing and emailing the county commission. So to sustain this reprieve and to help other communities still fighting the water fluoridation, I've compiled all I could all I could find on the seeds of change that we sowed at the commission meetings before. And
how do folks find that? Do you have a website?
WeAreChangeTampa.org. That's WeAreChangeTampa.org.
Awesome. Alex Jones here, back live. Is it the final days of the Republic or the beginning of a new renaissance? That choice is in your hands. The global cockroaches are not all powerful. They have an all-encompassing police state government, but it's built on sand. Cisco in Virginia, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on. First off, I'd like to say to everybody out there, all the patriots listening, you need to speak up. You need to open your mouth. You need to talk to the person standing next to you. You need to open their eyes.
But whatever you do, don't climb up on globalist propaganda billboards and spray paint Infowars.com or Down with the New World Order. Do not do things like that.
Oh, the New World Order is already beaten. You've seen to that. Thank you, Alex, for doing that.
Oh, I've done no such thing. Perhaps the tens of millions that are awake will defeat it. But, it's only a matter of time if we take action. History shows that no amount of junk and high-tech garbage is going to do that. The globalists are just basically hugging onto that like a small child with their little toy or something to keep them safe from monsters. But go ahead and make your point. Sorry.
But you've gotten the ball rolling, Alex. See, here's what everybody seems to be missing. Whether you're liberal, Democrat, Republican, whatever the case may be, truth is truth. And you know when you're speaking truth because you get the chills. You understand. You can feel it. It's not something that can be given to you. It's not something that you can be taught.
No, we have a survival instinct. We also have spiritual discernment once we turn towards the truth. And you're right. They make it all liberal, conservative, all about this spectacle of fighting. Because if it was one dictator or one group, we'd know who it was. Instead, it's the Democrats will fix it. The Republicans will fix it. And the whole leadership is the exact same group.
And people, listen very carefully. Regardless of whether or not Ron Paul gets the nomination on the Republican ticket, Ron Paul is our candidate, period. If you want him to be president, write his name on the ballot.
But regardless, he's educating literally hundreds of millions right now. He's shifting the debate. It's victory. By him running, win, lose, or draw, it's winning. Taking action, facing up, getting in the arena is winning. Period. Period. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to who's up next here. Let's talk to John in Maryland. John, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
It's good to talk to you, Mr. Jones. Very good to talk to you. I am with this New World Order, and we think you are very troublesome. You're a very troublesome man. It's very, very inconvenient to us. A very inconvenient...
Yeah, I figured this was a joke phone call. Hello, General Drago. You have been doing well. Soon the Americans will be under the world government. Yay! Now, what are your orders, comrade?
I'll just mess around. Just wanted to say that I enjoy your show and get to hear it at least every day. Just want to talk to you also about, I know you had Dave Mustaine on recently.
Yes.
Have you ever heard, he has an album, Endgame. That's the new one out, right?
No, Endgame is the last one. He's got another one out called 13. And yes, I have heard of Endgame.
Okay. There was actually another band that came out with the same name along those lines. It was Rise Against. And they're a really good band. They had a lot of anti-New World Order messages in there. So it's definitely worth checking out as well. Having
well,
one
thank you.
Show, whatever. All right. Yeah, that was it.
All right, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Yes, I know about Endgame. Megadeth's last album is named after my film Endgame. We've had Dave on to talk about it. Not tooting my horn, but it shows the success of taking action. It shows how ideas just keep, like ripples in a pond, going out. That's what scares the globalists, because they know nothing can defeat tyranny like truth. And they know if you carry the ball for truth, you're going to have victory. Even in persecution, you have victory. Ronnie in Texas, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I just wanted to say we can all join the Ron Paul revolution with grassroots activism online. Just type in phone, P-H-O-N-E, dot ronpaul2012.com, and there we can all learn how to just phone from home to help bypass those shamefully scheming media hucksters to speak with potential.
Well, that's voters. Right. Ron Paul's probably conservatively got 30, 40 million supporters. If you all just made one or two phone calls in his phone bank system, you would reach, 80 million people. So how about you all make 10 calls? Get in the game. Start getting in the trenches. Use your legs. Use your arms. Use your mind. Use your mouth. take action. We better use our mouths right now and our pens and our keyboards so we don't have to use our fist and lead-spewing devices, the cartridge box. Better use the jury box, the grand jury box, even though it's filled with fraud, the voting box, because we expose the fraud that way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'll try to jam in all the other callers that are holding after we talk to Kaiser a while. I want to hear from you. Always interesting, the points you bring up. Thought-provoking. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made this transmission possible today, who I really believe in. And we'll go to Max Kaiser. This holiday season, eFoodsDirect.com is offering some unbelievable deals. They really are. They got a whole bunch of specials. If you have never thought about getting a supply of shortable food, you really should. And if you've ever thought about it, this is the place to get it. Now is the time. This season, give yourself the gift of food security and peace of mind in these unstable times. They've got some free sample deals going. They've got some shipping deals going. Just check out all the specials at E, that's the letter E, foodsdirect.com/Alex is where you find the specials. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or link through on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. Give them a call today, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Also, Diamond Gusset Jeans, GussetClothing.com or 888-GUSSET, which is G-U-S-S-E-T. Every fiber in Diamond Gusset Jeans are made in America. I know that'll upset Homeland Security, which is traitor security, criminal security. They are comfortable jeans at a great price. Go to GussetClothing.com to order over the phone. Call 888-GUSSET, G-U-S-S-E-T. Go to GussetClothing.com today. They, again, have a lot of Christmas specials running as well. And finally, PureWaterFreedom.com. You can remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride removal system. They've got a bunch of other tabletop under the sink. They've got it all. It's the one-stop shop. All their filters are made in the USA. Visit PureWaterFreedom.com. That's one word, PureWaterFreedom.com. Or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today and take control of your water supply and your water freedom. Or trust the loving government adding all those goodies in there. Now, going to Max Kaiser, it is exactly as I said over a decade ago. It is exactly as Max has been breaking down. Mega banks imploding countries by design by putting their people in over every nation, having those ministers that work for Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others publicly, shining all authority over to the euro, the IMF, quote, saving everyone, the New York Fed taking taxpayer money and giving it to them, which is just another subsidiary of the same private banking cartel, open bill set to be passed today to secretly arrest citizens, kill you, torture you, disappear forever, dungeon keeper, North Korea on steroids. But it's for the troops, McCain says. I mean, everything's for the troops. When they have them dying of DU poisoning or taking deadly vaccines, it's for the troops. Or when they let Prudential steal their death benefits, it's for the troops. It's all for the troops. You're for the troops, aren't you? Come on. Throw your baby into an oven for the troops. I mean, it's worship corrupt foreign banks. Let MF Global take your bank account. It's for the troops. Let Corzine make 40-to-1 bets with investors' money and companies he's grabbed. It's for the troops. Let them ship guns into Mexico and drugs back into the country. Our own government. It's for the troops. So Max Kaiser joins us to discuss all the insanity that is now taking place. And it's just going to get crazier and crazier. Chinese generals saying there may be nuclear war. Russian ships massing. U.S. ships with nukes on them massing. Chinese drills as everything collapses. And it's just getting crazier by the minute. Max Kaiser, inventor of the virtual trading Hollywood Stock Exchange system, successful broker in his own right, author, TV host, radio host, you name it. Max, always good to have you join us. And since we talked to you early last week, a lot has transpired on MF Global, Europe, all of it. Where is it all going? I mean, I guess they're just testing the perch as a parrot does, and And the globalists are saying, wow, the people are letting us gang rape them. Then all steam ahead, all's well. I mean, is that what's happening here?
Hey, Alex, great to be back on. Well, a few days ago, what happened is a big French bank by the name of Crédit Agricole was about to go bankrupt. And that's what triggered this massive move by the Federal Reserve Bank in New York to stage a global bailout. Now, the last time I was on your show, or a couple of months ago, we knew that a French bank was going to go bankrupt. I speculated that it would be either Société Générale or BP. Crédit Agricole was the third name on the list. It turns out that Crédit Agricole, which is the biggest bank by in terms of number of branches and number of customers, it's the biggest bank throughout France, was on death's doorstep. So the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, because to bail out Goldman Sachs, who has investments in all of these foreign banks, they stepped up and they engaged in what are called foreign currency liquidity swaps. And I can get into that a little bit, because that's a massive fraud, if you want me to explain that.
Sure, and then we'll get into what mega U.S. banks you think are going to go belly up soon. Go ahead.
Well, this foreign currency liquidity swaps allows U.S. banks to use bonds on foreign territories and a foreign bank's balance sheets as collateral to leverage them up by 10 or 20 to 1 to bypass all the laws in Europe, to bypass the laws of the European Central Bank, et cetera, because the European Central Bank is very afraid of inflation, you know, because the European Central Bank is really the Bundesbank. It's really the German Central Bank. And ever since the hyperinflation of the Weimar in the 1920s, they've been paranoid about hyperinflation, and they're very sensitive about this inflation idea. So what the New York Fed did was they just bypassed the European Central Bank and said, we're going to leverage up your balance sheets 10 to 1 overnight as a way to, quote unquote, increase liquidity. And as a way for our banks in New York, like Goldman Sachs, to claim sovereignty to an even greater extent over your European countries. So this is what they call foreign currency liquidity swaps. It's the latest in the big game to allow a few global bankers to run the show. The next big move here, you're going to hear a lot more about it, will be the introduction of the special drawing rights, or the continuation of the special drawing rights. Now, a special drawing right is a fiat currency like a U.S. dollar or a euro, except it's being printed by the IMF. So the IMF can print money. It's called a special drawing right.
And by the way, the U.S. Postal Service on foreign package deliveries for at least a year is already quantitating it out and listing out the value in SDR. So, and most of these, of course, are digital. So this is a whole new credit line of the IMF and World Bank themselves, holding companies for the Federal Reserve global system. And so now they're going to bail everyone out with fiat made up garbage, and we'll all worship them for engineering the whole fraud, because the bottom paid for larcenous, treasonous scum, not even media, but propaganda bullhorns. Fox, CNN, BBC will not tell the drooling Prozac heads this.
Yeah, and by the way, I have a nice little picture on my website, maxkaiser.com, of a suicide banker trying to hit Hank Paulson on the street, which if you see the little image on my maxkaiser.com.
Is that right at the top? Because we're going to put it on InfoWars as well later, and we're also going to put it on screen right now. Is that your top story?
Well, it's I guess you could call it. I have a link to my show, Kaiser Report, as number one. Number two is an image that I just put up of a suicide banker trying to hit Hank Paulson in an act of real patriotism. But anyway, getting back to the special drawing right, we'll see them used by international corporations like Caterpillar and other big multinationals who will start to settle up their international deals in this new, vastly becoming very liquid international currency, the special drawing right. And what this allows these guys to do is to take all the toxic debts on their balance sheets and to re-securitize them, to refloat them, to reintroduce them as bonds that have a longer maturity. And as was mentioned at Davos 2 years ago, they said right at Davos that they wanted to introduce a brand new $100 trillion facility, a credit line.
Yeah, they said that a year ago. They said we need $100 trillion so we can buy everything up and run scams and leverage that out. And it looks like they're going ahead with it.
Max. They need 100 in this countries like the U.S. with, let's say, 14 or 15 in debt, and they'll roll that up into a special drawing right, and they'll extend the maturity, and they'll swap that for SDRs. And this has the end effect of basically just debasing all of these fiat currencies even more. And, you know, it gets back to the same story. Currencies being debased. Precious metals are still continuing to go higher. Gold is having another spectacular year, up, what, 25% on the year, this 10th year in a row. I don't know how many people don't seem to get it. This is in a major bull market. It's going to be going up for another 10 years because these people at the top, their only solution is to create more fiat money because they get paid on how much fiat money they create. They don't get paid to create jobs. They don't get paid to increase productivity. They don't get paid to increase GDP. They only get paid in terms of how much of this fiat money they can create. So if they create $100 billion or $100 trillion, that's a 1% fee that's cut up amongst just a handful of bankers. That's a huge payday.
Exactly. Now let's expand on MF Global. Now for a week they've been saying it's more like $3 billion. Most people get nothing. And they've sent out statements where even if people had 100% of their own money in their account and they had played the gold futures market and made a bunch of money, they're taking the money as if it never existed and sending them, Gerald Celente's one, a corrected statement saying, by the way, your gold is here now. You just need to buy it at the current rate, not what your contract said. So they're just acting like nothing happened. And it looks like this is the new system because the head of the CFTC was in, you know, involved in all this. I guess he's profiting from it. And so it does signal, Max, a new level. And so do you agree with Celente that they're now going to start grabbing other types of accounts and systems?
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's the trend, is that they're just repricing assets, as they've done in the Celente case, as a way to steal money. And as a way to, you know, I wish America had mullahs, because then an American mullah could declare a fatwa on John Corzine. Because if the government's not going to do anything about it, you know, in other countries and other cultures, they have ways to take care of these guys. I only wish that somebody in America would, declare a fatwa on John Corzine. And because we need to get rid of the scourge somehow, the government's not going to get rid of the cancer. And there's no law, but there is no law, Alex. That, you know, this Hank Paulson is saying that technically when he tipped his Goldman Sachs buddies about the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bailout a couple of years ago.
Yeah, let me stop you there. That came out yesterday in British papers, and it's not even news here. And the few newspapers that did say, well, it's fine. Congress has said they can insider trade, and so can Paulson. You go to jail for that, but not our dear little scam artist.
Yeah, well, when you have that kind of law break, when you have that going on, and he claims that technically he's not breaking the law. But the fact is that there is no law. I mean, the MF Global points this out. There's no law stopping these guys from taking money out of your account. There's no law stopping Hank Paulson from trading on inside information and bankrupting millions of people. There's no law anymore. There's no rule of law. There are no laws when it comes to Wall Street. There's another great example is on Facebook. You know, they broke the law when they offered the insider of their customers to own stock before they're going to go public next in a few months and double the valuation they paid for just last fall. And the New York Times ran a story saying, well, the Congress is going to pass a new law to cover up for the fact that Goldman Sachs broke the law.
Oh, yeah. States are passing laws and attorney generals are ruling. You thought they'd get in trouble for the mirror system and the robo signing. They're just passing laws saying it's okay. And I've seen cases where they're now saying yes. Bank of America can take your house, even if your house is totally paid for and they never owned it. Okay, I mean, these banks are being set up like King George, where if he wants to have sex with your wife, you have to let him. You know, British royalty actually had that. That prima noctu was real. And, I mean, it's literally like they are God, we are scum.
Well, if that just happened recently, you know, the Dominic Strauss-Kahn case. In France, there's an old law in the books that the aristocrat has the right to have sex with the help. And so Dominic Strauss-Kahn, of course, is a bona fide aristocrat, and he was trying to claim initially that it's in his legal right to have sex with any help of any of the people cleaning his toilets that he wants to. It's within his right. There's even a word for it in French, a verb for this, and it's a well-established law. But this is these are the people, they want to bring back the feudalism. They want to bring back the good old Middle Ages, where kings were kings and everyone else, you know, got the slop pigs all day long. And they never liked the fact that after the Black Plague, a few people were actually able to negotiate for a middle-class income. That's what started the middle class to begin with, because lords were actually going to pay people to work their land because the Black Plague had wiped out half the population. That was the beginning of the middle class. But the aristocrats never liked that. They want to go back now. They were like, you know what? We want to go back to just giving you no money. We want to have you as slaves. You know, the cost of a slave in America, it used to be $40,000 back 150 years ago during the plantation days. Now it's $90. For $90, you can put some poor schlub in jail and get him working as a slave. It costs virtually nothing. Slavery is legal in America.
Max, I mean, how far is it going to go? I mean, Nero started running around dressed as a werewolf, killing people in public. Caligula, you know, after him, started running around wearing his horse and making it the head of the Senate and wallowing in its droppings. I mean, are we just going to get to that point where we're like mega bankers dance around with crowns, like, and like shooting kids at parks with SWAT teams running behind them, you know, fanning them with palm fronds? I mean, will it get to that point?
I think now the difference is you have computers and drones. So computers, they program to steal money. So 70-80% of all the trading on Wall Street is done by computers and the programs.
Yeah, what do you call that? Because they talk about how they diversify the risk and culpability to where no one can say who did it. And so it's just all these mixtures of denial. And now they're going to have the drones killing on their own. So we don't, no one's, the drone did it.
That's exactly right. So they have drones are now okay for the U.S., something you predicted 2 years ago. That's now true. And computer trading is 70-80% of the volume on the Wall Street, and it's all programmed algorithmically. And I know because I've designed programs, as you introduced me to the show, I've designed virtual trading programs, how to set up a computer to go in there and, you know, basically steal money. That's the unfortunate use of my technology. I originally designed it to have a fair market, but then in the hands of Cantor Fitzgerald, a Wall Street terrorist firm, if they've used it to bankrupt people, they've used it to steal money. You know, this is an ongoing debate I have with Cantor Fitzgerald. They acquired my technology under false pretenses. They never paid me for the technology. They never paid any of the shareholders. You know, the shareholders spent $40 million developing that technology, and Cantor Fitzgerald has yet to pay any of them a penny. They claim that they lost the paperwork in a 9/11 accident. That's like, oh, the dog lost my homework. Well, it's been 10 years.
No, the dog ate conspiracy theory. These people have never engaged in any corruption. The dog ate the homework.
They owe me personally at least $2 million, Cantor Fitzgerald, but they refuse to pay me because they claim, oh, they got hit on 9/11, you freaking crybaby. Pay up.
Now, come on. Gerald Celente deserves to have his money taken as well. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We're out of time. I wanted to go into overdrive and take your calls. I did get to a lot of them, but if the folks that are on hold right now call back tomorrow, I'll go to you first. You tell John Harmon that when you call in. We don't screen your calls, but you can volunteer that and go to the head of the line. I would do an extra hour or so here today. I do it a fourth hour sometimes, but I've got History Channel out there to interview me for 5 episodes of a show. And then I've got another film crew coming after that. That is booking right there. Booking me 2 interviews back to back. I like that. That will be particularly grueling. But that's why Aaron Dykes is doing the nightly news tonight. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Max Keiser. Max, we sit here and people think we're being satirical. This is not a joke. And they're announced. I mean. Again, because the mainline media is complicit and says, aren't we lucky Goldman Sachs is getting rid of all freedom in Europe and transferring national sovereignty directly to the banking system? Thank goodness. The Economist is saying it. And they really think they're going to get away with this. But it's not like 10 years ago when nobody knew that the Federal Reserve was private or the ECB had private shareholders behind it. They're not going to get away with this long run, Max, even if they bring in an authoritarian system.
Look, I don't know why people would think that I'm being satirical. I mean, just look at China, for example. Very recently, they caught one of their bankers engaged in a fraud and a Ponzi scheme, and the government executed the banker. Now, that's what I call a deterrent. And they actually, they've done it twice now. So, and this is why Chinese banks are trusted. This is why people are moving their money out of American banks into Chinese banks, because the government's willing to execute the guys like Hank Paulson or Tim Geithner. Now, there's nothing satirical about that. That's the cold, hard facts. If John Corzine in China, he would have his head chopped off already. And that's what I like about the Chinese banking system. They have real deterrence.
Well, I know that when they put a bunch of melamine in the formula and a bunch of kids got sick, they executed a bunch of people. But here, the FDA came out and said melamine is now not bad for you.
No, look at the banking situation. They just executed two corrupt bankers. Okay, you can do a search on that. I don't have it handy, but you can do a search on it. And that's what they do to corrupt bankers. Now, think about it in America, John Corzine. You got J.P. Morgan's caught in three massive frauds in the last 18 months. They paid a little fine. They're caught into three massive frauds. They got a Judge Rakoff down in the U.S. who's saying that, wait a minute, we have to revisit these cases because we just can't let the business model of fraud be the operating business model of Wall Street. We have to actually go back and look at these cases. But if they go back and look at these cases, as they would in some of these other territories and countries, they find massive fraud at the top. And the deterrent has to be something that will stop people from committing these massive frauds. So Corzine, Jamie Dimon, Lloyd Blank, fine. Those are three names right there. If using Chinese banking standards would have been executed by now, and I applaud that wholeheartedly. That's not a satirical statement.
No, I understand. People think reality's a joke, but as the immortal Jimi Hendrix said, there's some out there that think life is but a joke, but thank God we're not among them. And by the way, these are the people piloting the whole global agenda of the New World Order. It is the megabanks. They're the top of the pyramid.
Look, there's a line down the street in Chinatown in New York City every single day. People are rushing to put their money into the Chinese banking system because they know it's a sound banking system. They know that they are not leveraging those banks 100 to 1. So in the U.S., not content with leveraging their own banks 50 to 100 to 1, they've engaged now in these foreign currency liquidity swaps to bring that leveraging to the European banks.
So in 10 seconds, what's going to happen in Europe next? Max Geiser, final word.
It's the United Europe of Goldman Sachs.
Hold on, overdrive. Finishing up with Max Geiser, here's some of the other crazy news. I didn't get into the fact that, oh my gosh, almost 70% of U.S. foster kids are on psychotropic drugs for no reason. The government's not doing a good job. The government orders the policy. We're going to cover that tonight with the proof, Nightly News. Kane is saying, it ain't over till it's over, and it ain't over. We've got, don't worry, Newt Gingrich and the Donald. Talk about two slimy creatures together. They're to meet and decide, I guess, how to make sure Obama gets back into office. It's incredible. Hey, Max, finish up that question. I appreciate you joining us. So what's next in Europe? Just more grandstanding. Thank gosh the IMF's here robbing everybody. Are Europeans going to put up with the public announcements of, you now have no sovereignty. We're raising all these new taxes to pay for banker debt. Armed EU banker police will come into your restaurant and collect it by force. I mean, there's now a new banker KGB in Europe. You're descending into a new Soviet Union.
Well, in Europe, you already have an incredibly big bureaucracy in place that will do the bidding of the top bureaucrats or quote-unquote technocrats, and who are living as civil servants, as they're called in the UK. And these are millions and millions of people whose who live as civil servants, as bureaucrats for 30 or 40 years, and then retire with almost 100% of their pay. And they'll do pretty much anything you tell them to do. So if Goldman Sachs comes into town and says, we're running the show, but your job as a paper pusher for 40,000 euros a year is intact, they won't say a peep.
In fact, they won't say a peep. They'll say, will you please present your rumpus? We'd like to kiss it.
Right. I mean, you know, the in Europe, you don't have, in the U.S., the residue of the spirit of 1776 so much. I mean, obviously in France with the revolution, but, you know, in France, you still have an economy and a country that has the old aristocracy very much in place. In America, you know, the aristocracy was imported from Britain. You didn't have a natural indigenous aristocracy as you do in Europe. Now, and so,
but regardless, they're getting ready to rob things here. Look at MF Global. In closing, what do you make of them set today to pass a bill where they admit, yes, we'll arrest citizens with no charge. No one will ever be arrested. You disappear for life. That's freedom. I mean, they are letting everybody know, yes, we are criminals.
Yeah, I mean, it's overreach, again, going back to pre-Magna Carta, all the rules that came from the Constitution and everything that came out of the Enlightenment. It's pre-Enlightenment because the aristocracy want to go back to the days of divine rights of technocrats.
It's Dark Ages. I mean, it's real simple. They're going back to the Dark Ages.
They did great in the Dark Ages. They were the kings and everyone else was their serf. They love that. That's what they want to go back to. And they have computers doing all the heavy lifting, and they just send up a drone to do all the killing. So it's even more decadent than even the most decadent of the Middle Age kings, because they don't even have to raise an army anymore. Just push a button, and we'll just steal the money electronically and send a drone out to go kill do our bidding for us electronically.
And the public's under mind control, drinking liquor and flopping around on Prozac, watching football on TV. And so even though they're getting poorer and falling apart, they just have no idea. They're like, I mean, it's going to be pretty, pretty nasty.
Well, I think the public is just the people that are being abused by this. We don't hear from them because they're living under a bridge somewhere or in their car. They're off the grid. You know, there are millions of people in the U.S. now that are basically off the grid.
50 million on food stamps. It's all going down. Max Keiser, thanks for joining us. Look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Thanks, Alex.
There he goes. That was another happy show. Oh, man, I want to go live out in the jungle and be left alone, but I can't. A bunch of hippies in there waiting with little sharp fangs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time. Tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. It's going to be power-packed. We'll be back tomorrow, too, here on the radio. Bye, adios.